Welcome to Protein Producers, the podcast where we explore the latest trends and innovations in agriculture and protein production. Today we are talking about winter weather preparation with Dr. Kip Lukasevich. Winter is fast approaching, and typically in our industry, we quickly forget the harsh weather events that set us back the last couple of years. And of course, nobody wants to remember the bomb cyclone of 2019. However, for many clients this year, our winter pen conditions were poor, and cattle never fully compensated for the winter impacts in terms of carcass weight or live gain, and in many cases it set our cattle back significantly and financially. Those clients who were more progressive on their pen conditions had great success in health and performance of their cattle. This article will cover our 2024-2025 winter weather predictions, as well as discuss the options that are available. Planning is everything, and ensuring that we have the supplies, equipment, and labor necessary to complete the plan for those periods when Mother Nature slams us with some harsh winter weather. 2024 to 2025 winter weather predictions. The Farmer's Almanac winter forecast for 2024 to 2025 anticipates that Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, and Colorado may experience a wet whirlwind of weather influenced by El Niño cycle. Here's a region-by-region summary. Nebraska and Iowa, part of the Heartland region, are predicted to have a warmer winter than usual, with the coldest temperature hitting in late January through February. Snowfall and precipitation will likely be below normal, with the most significant snowfall expected toward the end of January. Source: Bob Villa and Farmer's Almanac. Number 2. Kansas is expected to follow similar trends, with warmer than average temperatures, but less precipitation and snow compared to typical winters. The heaviest snowfall will probably occur in late January. Source: Farmer's Almanac. Number 3. Colorado, primarily in the Rockies, may experience a mix of weather. While some parts will be warmer, others could see a fair share of snow due to the El Niño's impact, especially in the mountains. Precipitation might be more common at higher elevations, with increased chances of snowstorms. Source: Bob Villa. This winter's forecast suggests fewer prolonged cold spells, but sporadic cold snaps and precipitation across the states. Expect a milder, drier season with bursts of winter weather from time to time. Last year we provided a pen surface management seminar that was really late to the party, and I would like to provide this information now as we enter the month of November and December. Hopefully by the time you are reading this, we will have already conducted a winter pen surface seminar online. Pen surface management. We have been trained that corn stalk bedding is expensive and that it never works because it quickly turns to manure or slop when used. Well, I'm going to be abrupt and probably abrasive to most, but the reason this occurs is that we are trying to place bedding on wet, sloppy surfaces with no preparation of the surface or no long-term plan of how we are going to use the corn stalks effectively. For those of us that have not been as successful as we want to be and value the comfort of our livestock, going into the winter with a bed pack plan is essential. Bed pack management. Creating an effective bed pack for cattle with corn stalks involves layering and managing bedding to keep it dry and insulated. This practice provides warmth and comfort for the animals during winter while managing surface conditions. Here's a step-by-step guide to building a proper bed pack with corn stalks. Number 1. Site selection and preparation. Choose a well-drained, slightly elevated area to avoid water accumulation. Ensure proper drainage by grading the area and, if possible, placing a slight slope for water runoff. Start with a solid base layer to absorb moisture, which may include used bedding, sand, or gravel to improve drainage. The best is to start building the bed pack on a dry surface in mid to late November and continue the practice for the next 4 to 5 months. Number 2. Bedding layer process. First layer. Spread a thick layer 6 to 8 inches of corn stalks over the prepared ground. Chopped or shredded corn stalks work best because they create a denser, more absorbent layer. Ensure that you provide an area of 20 square feet per animal so that the entire pen can lay down. Continuous layering. Add fresh corn stalks every few days or as they become compressed, damp, or soiled. This continuous layering will help maintain insulation and prevent a wet surface, which can lead to mud and ammonia buildup. aim to keep the bedding at least 12 inches deep to provide adequate warmth and comfort. Number 3, daily management. Regularly add fresh layers on top as the stocks break down. For effective moisture absorption, monitor the bed's condition and add bedding as needed, especially after wet weather. Check for signs of ammonia buildup such as odor, and if present, increase the bedding layer or provide better ventilation. Maintain the bed pack until spring by keeping the top layer dry, which helps control bacteria and reduces odor. Number 4. Compaction and aeration. Corn stalks tend to compact over time under cattle weight. Periodic stirring or adding more bedding helps maintain insulation and airflow within the bed pack. Avoid excessive compaction, as this can reduce absorbency and result in a colder, less comfortable environment. Number 5. Waste management and cleaning. At the end of winter, thoroughly clean out the bed pack and spread its manure on fields. Corn stalks decompose well and add organic matter to the soil, providing a sustainable use for the bedding. Dr. Dan Thompson and Dr. Eric Lowe have worked with yards in Iowa that are working to perfect this and had great success this last winter season. They provided the following information, and Dr. Eric coined the term bedding intelligence for understanding and improving upon what we already know. Number 1. Assuming 5 months of bedding. A. 40 bales per pen of 100 head is needed. B. 2 bales per week per 100 head is needed, and at times 1 to 2 more pending moisture. C. Common to be 6 to 8 bales per week in typical dirt pens, 150 to 200 head during peak winter cold and spring mud. D. This will provide 10 square feet of bedding area, and I suggest doubling this as we want all cattle to lay down at once if needed. 2. Ensure that we manage the pen surface and the bed pack. Our best approach for snow is to pile it and remove it. If we cannot accomplish this, we need to pile it in an area that once it melts, the water drains away from the bunk and water and bed pack areas. Bottom line, our industry needs to adopt methods to provide cattle comfortable environment for sustainable health and growth of animals, even in the harshest conditions. Waiting to implement this procedure will only lead to failure. This story was brought to you by Dr. Kip Lukasiewicz, who received his Doctor of Veterinary Medicine degree in 1999 from Kansas State University. He is the owner of Sand Hills Cattle Consultants, Inc., and a partner with Production Animal Consultation, LLC.